Krishna's activities are different. Not khat kanaiya. Naughty kanaiya, in simple words. He's stealing butter, doing all kinds of mischief, and at the same time killing the demons. So attractive. And then what to speak of his beauty. Such a beautiful person. And just by hearing about Krishna's activities, one falls in love with Krishna. Do you know how Rukmini fell in love with Krishna? How did Rukmini fall in love with Krishna? One day Narad Muni came to her father's house, Bhishmaka's palace. And the fathers generally become worried about daughter's marriage. So Bhishmaka was asking Narad Muni, "Narad Muni, you travel around everywhere. And you see, my daughter has come of marriageable age. Who do you think is an appropriate match for her?" Narad Muni's immediate answer was Krishna. And he started to describe Krishna. His looks, his strength, his qualities, his generosity. And just by hearing that, Rukmini didn't even see Krishna. Just by hearing that, she fell in love with Krishna. And she decided, if I have to get married to somebody, it must be Krishna, no one else. And that's why when her brother, Rukmi, was arranging for a marriage with Shishupal, she said, her mood was nothing doing. "Daddy, you tell him to forget that. I'm not going to marry that character." But Bhishmaka was so fond of his son, and he was somewhat afraid of his son also, that he didn't want to go against him. So Rukmini then sent the Brahmana with a letter, a love letter to Krishna. And Krishna responded. Because whoever loves Krishna, Krishna becomes sold out to him. All one has to do is to tell Krishna, "Krishna, I love you." Krishna said, "Fine, I love you too." So that is how Krishna's response was. "Don't worry, I'm coming." And he came, and you know what happened after that. So this is how wonderful Krishna is. We simply have to hear his qualities. We simply have to listen to his activities, and we'll naturally fall in love with him.